Rachel speaking.
Rachel, it's Jude. What's up?
Hey.
How was lunch?
How's going on?
How was lunch?
It was okay. Mid at best.
Anything exciting?
No.
Boring.
Hmm?
You gotta make it exciting.
I tried. I got some pasta, but...
Didn't Moshi bring lunch today?
He did, but I didn't. I had a hankering for pasta.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
What did he bring?
Bagels, and he might have brought some egg salad. Mm-hmm.
Okay, not bad. Not bad.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad at all.
You
know,
you
got a treat. Mm-hmm.
You got to tell him what you like.
I will tell him what I like for sure.
Does he get the right thing? All right, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
1 second. Okay. I want to know like this. I want to put on the coordination hat for a second, okay? And
okay.
That is like this. On a daily basis, we have 50, 60 patients who are getting serviced.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Now, out of those 50, 60 patients, if I wanted to see a calendar view of all those, I'm going to go to Access Care, the top line, scheduling, real-time view, and I have a whole calendar of every scheduled visit for today, right?
Okay, right.
Now, a few questions for you. First of all, is there a way to view this in time order?
Kind of. It goes in order. Like if you go to scheduling and then go to real time view.
Yep, that's where I am.
And so the order that it is goes off of the client's name.
Right. But if I wanted to see just starting at 6 a.m. over to 10 p.m.
So you would go over to... It probably honestly wouldn't be on the screen.
Where would it be?
You would probably have to go to like reports for that and then scheduling.
But hold on a second. Reports.
And then I'm thinking if it's either going to be client schedules or the caregiver schedules, but we can try client schedules. And then you want it for just today?
Yeah, but this is going to give me more reporting, I think. You know, let me try something. I'm going to go over here, and I'm going to do one day. Let me update this. I want the live view.
I mean, because the schedule is on there, but you're saying you only want to see a couple. If you go to schedules and then scheduling, then real-time view, I mean, it's on there. It's just going to give you the entire day.
So, like, let's say I want to see at 10 o'clock, okay, who was supposed to be clocking between 9 and 10? So I want to see who clocked in and who didn't clock in. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hold on 1 second, Judith. Okay, thank you. I'm thinking, go see if you like this one better. Go to scheduling and then go on schedule outlook or client outlook.
Okay, let me try. Okay, let me see. Scheduling?
Yeah, go to scheduling.
Outlook.
And then, or try Client Outlook. Either one. I would probably say Client Outlook.
Okay, Client Outlook. Let's schedule Client Outlook. Let's do date ranges today, and we're going to end on Saturday. So what am I looking at over here? I see all, client all, carrier all. 160 visits for 64 patients. Is the office counted as a patient?
Yeah.
This is not what... No, because this is also going in order of the patient, right? You see it goes to the order of the patient.
Right.
Let me actually do end date. Let me do... end date. Let's do today. So I see all the visits for today. It's broken down. That was schedule. That was client outlook. Let's do schedule outlook. Because you see what I'm trying to get at? I want to see, you know, throughout the day and lifetime, the hours, you know?
Yeah.
Let's do the week of 16. Okay. No. Okay, so let's go back to where we were before, real-time view. So what I want to know is who comes in, let's just say, throughout the week, throughout the day, making sure that every caregiver clocks in. Like someone schedules for 10 o'clock?
Me. I literally work around the clock.
That's ridiculous, right?
I mean, you have to have somebody that's working on the schedule after hours.
Right, so, no, I get it. And 100%. I'm just trying to see. So the answer is, if I want to know who is every day coming in, making sure that caregivers clocked in, and if they did not clock in, then we're going to either call them to see where they are, and if they don't respond or they don't want the case in, we're going to restaff them. The answer is Rachel, right?
Yes.
So for all intents and purposes, you are the scheduler, the coordinator, and the HR person, right?
The scheduler? I wouldn't say coordinator, but scheduler, HR, and payroll.
Hold on. So if I were to ask you now, okay, let's look at the schedule together, okay? Let's both go to scheduling.
Okay.
Let's go to real-time view.
Okay.
Let's look at now, okay?
Okay. Yes.
Let's look at today. So first, we have to figure out a way on how to get this in hourly view. It's going to make your life a billion times easier because, but let me ask, hold on, let me ask ChatGPT. Let me see what they say. Because it's going to make your life a billion times easier, right?
All right.
There we go. Okay, so it's telling me about scheduling. It says list view. Do we have anywhere where it says list view?
I don't see that on mine. So, okay, tell me exactly what do you want to see, by the hour or by
yes.
the client?
No, I don't want to see by the hour. I don't want to see by the client. I want to see by the hour.
So, you see the legend at the top right corner where you can uncheck mark the stuff that you don't want to see. I don't know what yours look like, but for mine, everything is checked, whether it's in progress, whether it's completed, like missed, scheduled.
You got to walk me through where you are. You click.
Are you on the top right corner of the – I'm still in real-time view under scheduling. Okay. I'm in real-time view, and then there's a color legend at the top right. All of mine are checked, so I can see –
I have seven of them there.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
What I want to see is not, I want to see in order of time, starting at 6 a.m. all the way down to 10 p.m. That's the order that I want
to
see.
So I think that would have to do with system preferences because it's going – hold on one second. Let me see if I could – So if we switch it, it's still going to go in alphabetical order. There's two different types of views you could switch it to. Either caregiver, the pivot can be on the caregiver or the pivot can be on the client. Either way, it's going to be in alphabetical order. I think that this might be how Access Care is, perhaps. Summary, visible, I'm trying to see. I was trying to see if we could change the appearance, if that does something, but.
Rachel, hold on a half a second, please.
Okay. Let's see. Admin system preferences. Scheduling.
Okay. Do you want to turn your files for me here?
Sure. No problem.
Okay, Rachel, I'm back.
No problem.
Okay, anyway, that's what I'm trying to see. If you could get it, if you could figure it out, good. If not, just let me know either way, okay?
Okay, I'll work on it.
Okay, now,
mm-hmm.
I'm in the press. I clicked, scheduling real-time view. I clicked settings. And then on the bottom, on the right side of the preference, says, never mind. Okay, fine. So you come in and you go through this. So if I ask you which open case, you do it the live time or the day after?
I do it the same day.
My heart beats.
What?
I do everything the same day.
Like throughout the whole day you're checking?
Yes, throughout the whole day.
Okay, great. And if someone needs a new aid, you restaff it?
Yes, I try my best to reach that.
So basically, there's no such thing as the company not knowing when a caregiver doesn't show up to a case.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you so much. That's exactly what I want to hear.
Okay. You're welcome.
All right. Send me a list, if you could, later on Slack or email of any open cases and where they are, okay?
Yes, I was going to respond to you. I am about to respond to you. I've seen that earlier, but I've been all over. So I'll respond to you now about the open cases.
Perfect. Very good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You need anything else?
That's all for now. I'll find you if I need you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.